This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
Talmud Dvorah, the seventh shiur, dealing with chapter 7 of the Sefer Yashuv Yirachamenu, that Hashem will return and show mercy. What a beautiful art is the art of apology, and how seldom we truly utilize it, mostly because we're afraid of exposing vulnerability. We assume that at the very best, once a relationship has been fractured, if apology takes place, that has the capacity to restore the relationship to its original level, to what it was before. But that's not really so. The beauty of apology and the amazing gift that this is to us is that apology allows individuals to create an even closer relationship after they've drifted, and being able to give and apology and grant forgiveness, a closer, a more intimate, a much more intimate, a much deeper, a much more authentic relationship than existed before the apology. And this is the idea that we learn in chapter 7 of Talmud Dvorah. The chapter is based on a Gemara in Menachos, Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, "Mipnei ma nivra ha'olam hazeh behei?" Why is the letter on which this world was founded the letter He? And the Gemara explains, "Mipnei shedome la'achsadro," because the He is wide open at the bottom. "Shekol ha'rotzeh la'tzeh si'etzeh," whoever wants to leave it can leave it. You can destroy your life. The door is wide open. If you want to destroy your life, it's easy. There are opportunities at every turn. Why then is the one leg of the hay suspended with a little space at the top? Explains the Gemara. De'ihada b'teshuva, because if an individual does leave the world, he does destroy his life and exits a meaningful existence, and then does teshuva, then goes through the apology, the remorse process, ma'ayli le, he is uplifted to that little gap at the top of the hay, and that's his point of re-entry. He does not re-enter the world through the wide open doors that he exited it. He re-enters the world right up the top, at that little window at the top of the foot of the hay. Gemara says, "V'la'ayo b'hach." Why should he have to go in through that little hole? Let him go in through the same place he came out. And the Gemara just answers with a phrase, "Lo mistaya milta." It wouldn't work. It doesn't work that way. Can't happen that way. And various different understandings and explanations for that. But what the Talmud Dvorah explains in chapter 7 is that when an individual has dropped out, when an individual has damaged his relationship with God and has exited the world, the position of that individual when he chooses to return is not at the place that he exited. He doesn't come back to the point he was just before he left it. He comes back much, much higher. That's the idea of the Gemara in Brachos, "B'mokom shibale teshuva imdim," that place where a Baal Teshuva, somebody who has had remorse, who has apologized, has gone through a teshuva process and comes back into a relationship with God, the place where he is, "Ein tzadikim gemurim yechodim la'amud," even absolute tzaddikim don't operate there. And the Talmud Dvorah explains, because the tzaddik operates is able to operate near the bottom of the hay. The tzaddik is not concerned about the danger of falling out of the world. He's protected, he knows himself, and he's able to operate and function even at the lower areas of the hay. The Baal Teshuva can't. God realizes, so to say, that if that's where the Baal Teshuva were to operate, he would simply fall out again. Having fallen out once, it's easy to fall out again. Having exited, destroyed one's life, just made a mess of things, it's easy to repeat the habit. And so God elevates him, takes him up through a difficult tshuva process outside of the hay, outside of the world. He's still there. He has to work his way through until he uplifts himself to a point where he can make a re-entry right at the ceiling, at the very top, among the finest of fine people who operate over there. So the Talmud says, for those of you who are following in the book, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misnahig Kimidas Basar V'Adam. Hashem doesn't relate to us like human beings. Shemichisu Chaveru Kshu Misratzeim Or Misratzeim Ma'atloi V'Ahava HaKodemis. That when somebody angers their friend, and even if they do apologize, they're not able to re-establish the relationship to the same as it was before. But in the case of God, if a person sins and apologizes, shows remorse, goes through the teshuva process, he's far better off, he's far greater in God's eyes than he was before. Which is why Baalei Teshuva stand at a place that absolute tzaddikim can't stand. And this is explained by the Chazal's understanding of the letter Hey. Lama hi asuya kach sedra, why it's made with an opening at the bottom. Shekol harotzel atzeis ma'olomo yetzeh, whoever wants to leave his existence, leave his life, his world, is free to do so. Perish ha'olom livra beheva kodesh boruch ubaro ha'olom pasuach lasad hara v'achet lirvacha. Hashem created the world wide open to sin. En tzad she'en chomer v'yetzeh hara ufagam. There's no area, there's no place that is free from the seduction of distraction and removal from a meaningful life. Kimina sadra, like an open porch, like an open balcony that isn't fenced. She'en l'balas gedorim, it doesn't have walls and fences. Ela pirza gedorila prusa l'tzad arada tzad mata. It's wide open to be able to leave it if one chooses. Kol mishi yitzel atzeis me'elomoy. Kama pesachim, or anybody who wants to leave the world, leave his meaningful existence. There are many ways to do that, many openings. Lo'yifne l'tzad sh'lo'im sogot tzad chet ve'avon nikanes ha'chitzonim. There's no direction that he cannot go in that will not lead him possibly to sin. The gamri psucha milamara, but it's also opened up at the top, the hay. Shem yashuv yekabluhu, that if he does tshuva and comes up there, Hashem accepts him. Vikshusham v'lihiduri v'hai, and the Gemara asks, explains the Talmud Devara, let him go back the same way that he came. Lo mistayim, that wouldn't work. Ratzu b'zeh, Chazal are explaining, shahashav b'teshuvo, lo yaspik lo shiyeh nigda me'avon b'geder ha-tzadikim. That one who does tshuva, it's not sufficient just to come back and be like the tzadikim. Mipnei tzadikim sh'lo yichatzu, geder ma'at yaspik aleihem. Because those tzadikim who have never sinned, a small fence, just a reminder to demarcate the boundaries of morality and of Yirah Shemayim, are sufficient for them. Omnam ha-chotei shechata v'shav. But a person who has sinned and now decides to come back, lo yaspik lo geder ma'at. It won't be sufficient for him to have a little demarcation. He has to work on himself and build his resistance to the distractions and seductions of the world. Because that little demarcation, he's already broken down. And with that, he's developed an immunity to the preventions of sin, and his body is therefore far more, his being is far more vulnerable to sin. In Yiskarev Shambakal Yifateyo Yitzro, if he comes close to that, he'll easily be distracted into doing things that he did before and doesn't want to be doing. So he needs to go to a place that is very far from the dangers of repetition of old habits. So he doesn't just re-enter at the place where he exited. He needs to go up and come through the little narrow opening at the top. And through an enormous amount of self-discipline in the process of teshuva, he blocks up the broken fences and fixes the barriers that he broke in the first place. And that's why in the place that Baalei Teshuva stand, a complete tzaddik doesn't stand. The Baalei Teshuva do not come to stand in the place occupied by the righteous people. They put in the effort, they suffered, they worked on themselves, and they came into the world back again into their meaningful lives at the highest point. Sanfu Atman, Venivturu Minachet, Yosef, Yosef Minat Sadikim, and in working upon themselves and disciplining themselves, they separated themselves from sin even more than regular tzaddikim do. And that's why they're now at the level of Hay, which is a very high level. It's called Heichal Hay Shebegan Eden, the palace of Hay in Gan Eden. The Hainu Gag Hay, which is the roof of the Hay, the absolute top of the world. But the tzaddikim move about the whole Hay, and they're also down at the bottom areas of it. And therefore, when a person does teshuvah, the Talmud Dvorah now comments on the words teshuvah, the Hainu Tashuv Hay. The hay comes back, El Makoma, to its place, which is a comment from the Zohar. V'yachzir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechinosu Alav. That means that Yoshuv Hay, Hashem will come back. It's not only the person who has come back. When we come back, Hashem comes back. Our divine essence comes back. God comes back. The Shekhinah comes back to us. Einoshav Ke'ava Rishonah B'Levav. But here's the secret. It doesn't come back to us with the same level of energy and potency that it was before. Elo Yosef Yosef, but much more so than ever before. V'hainu Yashuv Yirachamein. And this is the seventh quality of Hashem, that He comes back and has mercy. She Yosef Rachamim L'Yisrael V'Yisakneim V'Yikarvim Yosef. That He adds mercy to the Jewish people and empathy and sympathy and love and brings us even closer than we ever were before. Now this is a good time to be learning this right after Yom Kippur. We should realize that having gone through a teshuvah process, as every one of us did in our own way, we are closer to God than we were before Yom Kippur. We're closer to God than we were even before we sinned. Having sinned and rectified and worked on it, we're even closer. And in relationships we should build the same understandings, and particularly in the close familial relationships in which we live. Husbands and wife and parents and children, brothers and sisters. Lo ye noter evo me'akas hakodem. Don't keep on, don't hold on, don't hang on to the anger and the hatred of something that happened before. So when you just notice that your companion or your friend is making an effort to reinvest in your love, open yourself. They're making themselves vulnerable. The other party, willing to apologize, is exposing enormous vulnerability. It's not an easy thing to apologize in a meaningful way. So open your hearts to that person and take them in and engage with them. V'yomer harehu li kebalei tshuva. And consider this person like a baal tshuva, she'en tzadikim gemurim yochim la'amod etzlam, that is able to build with you a relationship more intimate than one who never sinned against you. Because somebody who's never sinned against you has never really been tested. When a person has sinned, when a person has offended you, when a person has angered you, and has been able to reconstruct that relationship, or been willing to reconstruct that relationship, that's a tested relationship, where the two parties have been able to speak openly about their hurt, their humiliation, their disappointment, their disillusionment, their broken trust. And in being able to talk it through, they've been able to establish a relationship closer than ever. You crave your tachlis kurva, and they can get to the most intimate of closeness. Much more than he would be close to people who've never caused him any harm, who've never sinned against him. And there comes perhaps one of the great challenges of life, the challenge to do teshuvah, the challenge to apologize in an authentic, sincere, deep way, is one half of the equation. But equally challenging is the ability to accept apology, to embrace somebody who apologizes, and together with them to build a relationship deeper and more intimate than anything that existed before.